Harper Audio presents Schmucks, written by Jackie Mason and Raoul Felder, read by Jackie Mason. Copyright 2007 by Krapataken. Production copyright 2007 by HarperCollins Publishers. Introduction. Who are you calling a schmuck? Back at Irving's Delicatessen, at the daily morning board of directors meeting of the retired from being retired, and the she'll drive me crazy if I don't get out of the house group, the insults dart around the table like hummingbirds with hemorrhoids. The targets range from the current disposition of the world, its leaders, its catastrophes, commentaries on the relative competence and mostly incompetence of local doctors, the list of who in the neighborhood has died since yesterday's meeting, the comparative crappiness of recent movies, television shows, loud music, restaurant food in general, and Irving's in particular, lost financial opportunities. Let's say that we were all on the way to buy Microsoft for $2 a share, but we stopped to tie our shoes, and if it weren't for the shoelace, we would be worth $400 million today. Landlords, they should all drop dead by Thursday. The weather, diets, and digestive problems, and on and on. As one might expect in situations where topics of such great pith and import are discussed, the language suits the event, animated almost to the point of geriatric violence. If he had said one more word, I would have. Needless to say, the words schmuck, putz, schnook, schlemiel, and schmendrick resonate as clearly as battleships' klaxon sounding general quarters. While all these words fall under the general rubric of jerk, a person skilled in the subtle nuances of their meanings uses them with the precision of a brain surgeon dissecting a ganglia, or at least with the skill of Irving cutting pastrami, allowing just enough fat in each sandwich so as not to cause a blip on the radar screen of the customer's taste buds, thereby engendering a loud cry across the delicatessen. Irving, you got it! I'm paying for pastrami, not fat! It is with this great degree of care and consideration that we use the word schmuck to describe and characterize the chosen people in this book. Schmuck is not just a word. It is a word with DNA. It has been filtered through thousands of years of people suffering. It survived the steaming shtetls, insinuated itself in the patois of every city, slum, ghetto, and village in America. It has grabbed footholds in television, print, radio, and every sleazy and elegant nightclub stage. It has made its way into the mutterings of wives, mothers-in-law, business partners, tenants, teenagers, until it found its final place of permanence and internment, some would say, among the palm trees and condominiums of Miami Beach. Throw the word schmuck at a person, and it is an irretrievable dagger flung. It doesn't kill, but it wounds, condemning the victim to the hell of trivialization. Mike Tyson, at one particularly low point in a career full of them, said that he felt like a schmuck. Even Tyson, the great philologist, parsed the word properly and did not call himself a putz. By the way, a quick Yiddish lesson. Though schmuck and putz have the same literal meaning, which is the word penis, putz is far higher on the Richter scale of insults. Put another way, anatomically, the difference between being called a schmuck and a putz is the difference between being described as an ass and an asshole. And so we have included under this cozy category all manner of fakes, frauds, idiots, lowlifes, and good guys gone bad. We have searched the world, and indeed in some cases history itself, for our list of schmucks. Happily and with the greatest respect, we have concluded that anyone can be one. Even you.